We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with new and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
Now. And a very, very good Tuesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson along with Butch Black.
I'm trying out to be big voice guy.
Good luck with that. Now. Good luck with that. We have a special guest we're going to be going to here in a little bit, Jackson Lawmire. He is the opponent for James Lankford in the U.S. Senate seat. He's from Tulsa. We're going to learn more about him and some of what his plans are, if indeed elected, as it is the midterms.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Man. And we've got more for you. Now, Butch Black, every day I ask you, man, what's for dinner?
Yeah, what's for lunch?
Yeah, I'm like,
what are we having at meals on
See, I grew
today?
Up on the farm. It was breakfast, dinner, supper where I grew up.
I grew up on a dairy, so breakfast was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, after you got done milking.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother. Here's what's going on at Elk City Meals on Wheels today from 11 to 1. Again, regular meals, $6, and that includes your dessert and a drink. $5 for senior citizens. And here's what's on tap on the 18th. Fried chicken.
Ooh.
Yard bird, man. Potato salad, mixed veggies, roll, and peach cobbler. That's what's going on at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Folks, this is a valuable program, or invaluable program, for the people that depend on it. And they need your help. Go in there and eat. You know, they're not just asking for your money. They're willing to give you some really good grub for it.
Yeah.
They'll also take donations, but Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street.
And they have a dining room. You can go in there and eat, or you can get it to go.
Yeah, you can call it in. 225-5821. And also, we've got the Boy Scouts, their annual pancake supper coming up January 25th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's the back door of the Elks Lodge, donation only. That's some good eats right there, folks. And another good cause, the Boy Scouts annual pancake supper, January 25th, 5:30 to 8, back door of the Elks Lodge.
No reason to go hungry.
All right, but you got any good news for us over there this morning?
Well, I got some good and some bad.
Uh-oh.
WTI crude on the NYMEX February exchange is up $1.64 to $85.46. Brent crude on the ICE March exchange is up $1.25 to $87.73. NYMEX natural gas for the February of 2022 is up 4 pennies to $4.30 per million BTU. Unfortunately, RBOB gasoline is up $3.80 to $2.45.70, and NYMEX heating oil is up $6.46. to $269.89. That's the bad news.
Okay, well, it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't good either.
Well, another cold blast coming to Oklahoma. Get yourself ready, man. 70 today, 17 below tomorrow. You know how it works out here.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Welcome to Western Oklahoma.
It's winter. Are you surprised? Even with warm afternoons followed by cold, cold nights this week, we're expecting another blast of harsh, really cold weather this week. How harsh? Well, here's how Gary McManus, the state climatologist with the Oklahoma Messinet, put things this week. I like to give these reports because a lot of people who listen to the show, that's their environment. They work outside. You know, the farmers, the ranchers, the oil field guys.
Lease operators.
Overhead, you know, utility guys.
Yeah. I feel for those guys. Not only are you out in it, but you're 15 to 30 feet off the ground in it.
And believe it or not, the earth does hold some heat, even when it gets that cold. But basically what we have, we've mentioned many times, is some same weather of December. Just subtract 20 degrees off every forecast. So our 80s and 70s become 60s and 50s, and our 40s and 30s become 20s and teens. Hence, as we look at what will become our fifth, major cold front during the first 20 days of 2022, tomorrow, obviously, yeah, he can be wrong, but one cold-hearted weather expert, man, that's just what his opinion. The only tiny oxymoron, big of excitement will be a small chance of some snow flurries across northwest some Oklahoma. Moisture. We need moisture.
Absolutely.
We got to pray for rain or any kind of moisture, really. I mean, you don't like to see the ice and the snow, but, man, we're drier than a popcorn fart out this way, man. So we'll have to wait and see. But, okay, well, Butch, I'll tell you right now, we got this guy here, and I'm going to go ahead and go to him because I wanted to spend some time because, you know, as we're all understanding with the current situation in the United States right now, in our United States of America, we've had some got some issues.
Yes,
we've got some issues, and we've got people that are willing to take on those issues. And right now, this is a U.S. Senate hopeful, Jackson Lawmeyer. And Jackson, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you so much.
Let me get you turned up here. My fault. There we go.
Are we on now?
Yeah, you are.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I hear you're the mouth of the South, so it's an honor to be on.
It's the voice of choice. The voice of choice is what that is. You've been talking to somebody, Mike.
Oh, they told me all about you.
Yeah. He's definitely the mouth.
Well, Jackson, first of all, tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you stand for, man.
So my wife, Kendra, and I, we are the pastors of Sheridan Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're small business owners in Owosso, where we live. We have an investment company. We got five amazing kids. You can go to my website.
Five kids.
Five, and you can see them all. Jacklaw.us, J-A-C-K-L-A-W.us, because a lot of people, they struggle with my last name. They say, is it Lehmeyer? Is it Lemire? It's a good German last name, Lawmeyer, but jacklaw.us. You can see my kids, and they're real kids. You know, they're not paid actors. They're not photoshopped in. He's looking them up right now. They're beautiful kids.
Yeah, I got that picture, and that is awesome stuff. And so, you know, you talk about it, the kids, the future. I mean, that's why we fight here and now.
Absolutely. Our country's in so much trouble, and you know this. You know how much trouble our country's in. And unfortunately, the biggest problem we have is not crazy, radical Democrats. At least they're honest with us. They'll tell us they're crazy, radical Democrats. It's weak, spineless, corrupt Republicans
that have enabled rhinos.
Absolutely.
They've enabled these crazy Democrats to carry out their crazy agenda. That's why we have to have fighters right now. Our country's in trouble.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, you're a man of faith. You know, you just got through saying that you and your wife pastor a church there in Tulsa. Again, we're visiting with Jackson Lawmeyer. Of course, my mother's maiden name is Schultz, so I'm from that German descent, too. But with your biblical teachings, Nat, I guess I want to ask you, do you feel more like maybe Paul, when he had to go to the Areopagus and talk to all the figureheads, do you feel more like maybe Daniel thrown into the lion's den, or maybe Moses plucked to sit and set your people free?
Whether you want to or not.
What is your thought in that?
It's a little bit of all three. Those are three great descriptions because, you know, I never had any intentions of doing this at all. No intentions whatsoever. But my wife was really pushing me after January 6th of 2021 when I saw James Langford fold like an absolute coward on national television. I was so disappointed. So my wife is pushing me. You need to run. I said, I don't want to run because, you know, that's a statewide race. I'm going to have to come out to Elk City. You know, I'm from Tulsa. And so she said, you need to run. General Michael Flynn called me. He said, you're going to run. And you're going to win. I said, yes, sir. So I got in the race, and then I discovered it's a lot like being in a lion's den with a lot of lions. You know, in 7 months, the New York Times has come after me. CNN has done four hit pieces on me. The Washington Post, which is total trash, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
The Washington Post wrote a story over the summer saying Jackson Lawmeyer is as dangerous as Timothy McVeigh in the state of Oklahoma for his extremism. Now, what's my extremism?
Holy smokes!
I believe the 2020 election was a stolen election.
Amen, brother.
And so, you know, the media has come after me very strongly, but that just shows me we're doing very well. We've had over 6,000 individuals donate to the campaign. We have huge rallies all across the state. We had 4,500 people show up in Tulsa, 2,500 people show up in Norman, another rally in Broken Arrow with Sebastian Gorka. So we have a lot of momentum. The people of Oklahoma have recognized our country's in trouble, and what happens in other states is affecting us right in this state as well. We've got to do something about it.
Well, the enemy only attacks when you're threatening.
Absolutely.
And if you're a threat,
works harder.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. We are visiting with Jackson Lohmeyer, and we're going to continue that visit. We're going to take a quick break, pay homage to our great sponsors that make the Exploring Energy Show happen here, and we'll continue visiting with U.S. Senate candidate Jackson Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer, after this. I'll get it right.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Moulton and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Veneers are kind of like when you go to a nail salon and you get nails. They're a shell that is put on the front of the teeth. We offer porcelain and composite veneers. Porcelain veneers, very strong, gorgeous, but I've also got into doing direct composite veneers. It is extremely conservative. We're able to do those without drilling away any tooth structure, and we don't even have to do any shots, which patients love. So you want a smile makeover and you don't have to have any shots, you don't have a lot of drilling, and you can get that new smile in a day. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Will your financial advisor be there as your life and situation change? Hi, I'm Justin Cook, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor here in Elk City. When we work together, we're going to focus on what's most important to you. We'll create a personalized strategy backed by our advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track no matter what happens. Stop by our office at 801 North Main or give us a call at 225-6545. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
As a parent, nothing matters more than your child. You would do anything to keep them safe and happy, and you worry about them. Just remember, no one gets it right all the time. When you are struggling or need support, help is available. Call 1-888-574-KIDS weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Family Field Guide, because kids don't come with instructions. The number is 1-888-574-KIDS.
Sean Moulton and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Not all of us.
Welcome back, everyone. Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. They're one of our great sponsors that help make this broadcast possible. They've got some upcoming educational opportunities. They got the Tier 2 reporting coming up. That's going to be February the 3rd. Cost is just $15. The plunger lift class is coming up February the 24th. And the first class coming up January 20th, state and federal air regulations. If you talk about something that changes constantly, it's state and federal air regulations. You can get online at www.soerok.com, S-O-E-R-O-K.com, standing for Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. Or you can also download the free Soer Connect app to your phone. It's got quick and easy access to Soer's Lease Pumper Handbook. Plus, you'll understand and know all about the educational workshops coming up, because they'll send you out some notifications. Plus, that's available for Android or iOS. So whether you got an iPhone or not, you can do it. And when you call, you're expecting them to get something done, because a busted hose means you're not getting anything done. You're not making any money. You're down. Tractors, combines, oil field equipment, they'll do whatever it takes to get something to you. I'm talking about American Hose and Supply. American Hose and Supply, 821-4413. Call Brock Kalk, 821-4413. Some of our great sponsors that help make this broadcast possible. We're visiting with Jackson Lohmeyer, and he is the U.S. Senate candidate for Oklahoma. There's two senators. We've got, you know, Senator Langford is who you're running against. And it's going to be it's an uphill battle, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, what are some of your biggest challenges right now?
Well, the obvious factor is finances. because, you know, when he's an incumbent, he's got the machine behind him, and everybody's favorite senator, Mitch McConnell, you know, I'm sure out here love Mitch.
I just threw up my mouth.
Mitch has earmarked $7 million for James Langford against me. So that goes to show you they know he's in trouble. They've earmarked $7 million his way. We're going up against the machine. You know, one of James's largest donors, I'm sure your listeners will love this, is Pfizer. Pfizer loves Langford, and Langford loves Pfizer. In the Blackstone Group, large donors of James Langford. So 90% of every dollar that James has raised has come from outside the state of Oklahoma. 90%. That's pretty amazing. 95% of every dollar that I have raised has come from inside the state of Oklahoma. So it's an uphill battle because you're going up against the machine, but we've got the grassroots people. We've got major, major endorsements like General Flynn. You know, the legendary Roger Stone. He runs my campaign. He's the chief of my campaign. You know, Mike Lindell. We love MyPillow. Mm-hmm. Mike Lindell is a big supporter of the campaign. So we've got great people on our side. We have a lot of work to do. And the guarantee is this. James will outspend me. You can count on it. He will not outwork me, though. And I believe come June 28th, we're going to beat him.
Yeah. Money doesn't always equate to votes.
That's
unless,
true.
Of course, you know, you're paying dead people to vote, but the other...
Well, and it never hurts to have Sebastian Gorka in your...
Yeah, I like him.
Sebastian Gorka came out and endorsed me last year, and it just has. You just have to ask the question, why are all of these individuals, these are national figures, why are they looking to the state of Oklahoma, which is a red state? You're getting a Republican out of Oklahoma no matter what. So Oklahoma used to be called what's flyover country. Mm. You know, all these people would fly over Oklahoma.
Never stop.
Why is it that they're flying to Oklahoma for this Senate race? Because they recognize something. Our problem is not crazy, radical Democrats.
Yeah.
Our problem is weak, spineless, corrupt Republicans. We've got to replace them, James Langford being one of them.
Wolves in sheep's clothing, you know,
exactly,
basically.
Exactly. And that's why all these individuals are coming to Oklahoma, because they recognize that we've got to fix the problem in our house.
The Political Action Committee, the PACs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are some that have sworn against it, will not take any money from a Political Action Committee, because you know as well as I do, what happens is they cut deals, okay? Like, I helped you raise $7 million. What are you going to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what is your personal thought in that, Jackson?
I have taken $0 from any PACs. We've raised over $600,000 in the campaign from 6,000 individual donors. We also have a super PAC that is formed on my behalf by some of my supporters. These are individuals that have formed a super PAC that will do the heavy lifting for the campaign. It's going to take money to win this race.
Absolutely.
I mean, when Mitch McConnell is going to spend $7 million against you, you have to counter that. So we have a super PAC of our own that is not a lobbying group such as Pfizer or the Blackstone Group or so forth, because that is where the real trouble comes into play, is when somebody gives you a check that large, they've got influence on you.
They've got
influence on you.
Of course, you know, I'm almost thinking that there may not be enough money in Washington, D.C. to circumvent Mitch McConnell's name, because... Around here, it is mud or worse.
I can't believe that James still hangs around this guy. I mean, it's unbelievable, but he's a McConnellite. Everybody knows that. If Mitch says jump, James says how high. That's just the way things are, because that's how it works in D.C. Mitch is the leader. James does what the leader says. That's the problem.
Do you think that once good men get to Washington, it's really easy to get sullied?
Absolutely. I don't think James went up there as an evil man. I still don't think James is an evil man. I think James is a corrupted individual because of who owns him and who influences him that doesn't help represent the state of Oklahoma. But when you go to Washington, D.C., it is set up to corrupt you. It is set up to make you become a part of the swamp. Because first thing that happens is you go in and you meet with leadership. And leadership, like Mitch McConnell, sits you down and says, this is how we do things and this is the way you will do things. Or we will spend money against you to primary you in your upcoming race. People want to get reelected, so they just go with the flow. I have made the commitment on day one. I will not support Mitch McConnell to be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. We've got to have an America First leader. And Mitch McConnell is not America First.
No. Mitch McConnell's in it for Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell's in it for Mitch McConnell and his wife, who loves China.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? Yeah. A lot of ties, that's what I recommend people, you know. I'm a registered Republican, no doubt about it, you know, but I have never voted straight party ticket. I've always voted the person and not the party.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, try to do the research and try to find out what kind of person they are and find out their track record, find out who they hang with. You know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. I mean, that's
absolutely
it's definitely that. I just know that there is a lot of corruption there in D.C.
In Oklahoma.
That's exactly right. Even on the state level and all the way down to the local level. What is your plan? What is your plan when you go to Washington if you get elected? Yeah. What's your plan?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what are you going to do when you actually get there?
Right.
So we released 3 short-term goals, 3 long-term goals. On day one, I'll be sponsoring legislation, co-sponsored in the House, legislation that cuts off all federal funding to any school district in America that teaches critical race theory.
Amen.
We cannot have that. We cannot have that. So if the school district wants to teach CRT or any form, you know, they change the name. They don't use CRT anymore because
everybody's on it. Yeah, that's it.
So we're going to cut that off. Secondly, I think you'll like this because you'll understand it. Most people in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, they don't understand it, but on day one, I'll also be sponsoring legislation to ban Chinese nationalists or any other foreign entity from purchasing American farmland. This is a massive problem in the country, but here in this state, over 300,000 acres of Oklahoma farmland has been purchased by Chinese nationalists. I'm not talking about Asian Americans. I'm talking about communist red Chinese nationalists. We cannot have our enemy buying up our land. We've got to stop that immediately. We've got to stop that. And then, short-term goal, I've already been doing it. We'll continue doing it. We're going after Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is a mass murderer. Gain-of-function research funded by Fauci in a Wuhan lab manufacturing COVID-19 released upon the world. Also, the withholding of safe and effective therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and the word that will trigger every single liberal, ivermectin.
I know.
Ivermectin. You know, I said that on YouTube. I got taken down. Ivermectin. Hopefully, I don't get you banned on the radio. They can't do that.
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, and the sad part about it is, and we've talked about this before, is the fact that Fauci came out saying Trump would face a pandemic long before it ever took place.
2017.
Which tells me that this has been planned all along.
Well, they had patented the coronavirus back in 2015.
Yeah.
So.
You patent a virus.
Hey, I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either. I had no clue. We're going to jump out and take another quick break. We're close to the bottom of the hour. We're going to continue visiting with Jackson Lohmeyer. Now, what does this have to do with oil and gas? A lot. Because the state of Oklahoma is represented by our elected officials, and there is a lot of legislation up in the U.S. Capitol that affects all of us here, oil and gas, farming, ranching, you name it. It
affects our lives. Period.
It does. And what we need to do as Americans right now is educate ourselves, try to get to know these people and not just vote because they're in there, you know. And so we are definitely going to continue visiting with Jackson Lohmeyer. And he is a U.S. Senate hopeful running against James Langford this coming November. We'll be here before you know it, folks. We'll be back with more of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Hudson Angus Farms has a big announcement, and here's their top spokesperson to tell you about it.
Hey everyone, JC Joe here to let you know about our 9th annual bull and female sale that is going to be at 1 p.m. on January 22nd at the farm west of Elk City, Oklahoma. We will be selling 75 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls, 10 head of registered feed intake tested bred heifers, and 40 head of commercial bred heifers. You can find a link to the sale catalog and videos on our website at HudsonAngusFarms.com and on Facebook.
The Hudson Angus Farm Spring Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, January 22nd at the farm just west of Elk City, just off of Highway 34. Selling begins at 1 o'clock. Sale catalog and videos of the bulls available online at HudsonAngusFarms.com.
It's football season again, which means it's football season again. And here at Frank's Red Hot, we've put together a completely exhaustive list of essentials that will bring everyone together on game day. Essential number one, Frank's Red Hot. I mean, come on, people, that was a given. Number two, wings. Like, just so many wings. Okay, it looks like that's it. There's not even a third thing on the page. Do I just say the first two essentials again, or is that weird? Nope, just Frank's and wings? Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything.
One of the services that we provide is if you're a new customer and you're wanting to get set up in bulk, we will set tanks on your place. We have double-walled Roth brand tanks that have a pneumatic pump on them and a hose reel and a metered nozzle so that we can set those. And those are ours. We loan them to you to use while you're our customer. And so then when you call and say, hey, I need 200 gallons of this oil, we'll bring it out, fill your tank up, and you're good to go. You just continue using product, saving money, being happy, and life is going on. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Now, those of you that got used to watching us on Facebook, we apologize. The Book of Faces has changed a lot of their internal working. So the system that we were using to upload our daily show is in a little turmoil right now. So we're trying to get that all figured out. But we are live on the air and live on the intraweb. You can download our free app, Paragon Communications, and listen to the show. Also, Allegiant Land Services is one of the reasons you're listening to the show. They're a leader in energy solutions. They're headquartered in the rural community of Sealing, Oklahoma. And they have the knowledge to bridge the gap between company and community. They're proud to provide their clients with team members equipped with a well-rounded education in oil and gas, as well as wind and solar negotiations. From acquisition, project management, consulting, Allegiant Land Services has the people and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Allegiant Land Services and Consulting is an unmatched energy solutions company. They're truly honest, efficient, and reliable. Contact them online at AllegiantLand.com. Their Sealing, Oklahoma office phone number, 405-883-7007. Tell the Weeks we sent you up that way.
Tell Destiny we said hi.
Yes. Tell her to get back on the show. I'm ready to get her scheduled again.
Yeah.
Jackson Lohmeyer is a U.S. Senate hopeful. He's a candidate running against James Lankford. That will be this coming November. And, Jackson, we were just visiting with you, and I had a couple of other questions. We've hit some key aspects. You talked about one that's near and dear to my heart, education. I got a couple daughters that are teachers. I got some grandbabies that are in the system. You got some kids coming up through. That's very important with the critical race theory and the legislation that you said you would propose. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was the border. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a hot topic. And what are your thoughts and feelings there, brother?
Well, we've got an invasion at our southern border. Everybody knows that we've got an invasion, and so we have to deal with it. Now, here's what's interesting: the junior senator from Oklahoma, James Lankford, in 2018, you know, he came out against Trump's border wall. An exact quote by James Lankford: "Walls don't work. If you build it 30 feet high, you know what they'll do? They'll just climb 31 feet. I happen to think walls work. We need to finish the wall at our southern border. Not only that, James was a part of the Gang of Eight. A lot of people don't know that. He was a part of the Gang of Eight wanting blanket amnesty for all the illegals here in this country. We can't have that. We got to address the mess at our southern border. And here's what I propose we do. You finish the wall. You empower Border Patrol. No point in having Border Patrol if they can't do their job.
No teeth, right?
You know, empower Border Patrol. But then number three, this is radical. This is radical. People say it is. I don't think it's very radical. I think it's necessary. We need an immigration moratorium. Nobody is coming in this country until, one, we figure out who is currently here. Two, what are we going to do with those that are currently here? And three, how are we going to process people legally into our country going forward? So we need an immigration moratorium. Nobody is entering in this country until we find out who's here. What are we going to do with those that are here? And how are we going to bring people in the future? And until we've done those three things, we close off our borders. You say, that's never been done before. Yes, it has. We've done it before.
Yeah.
We need to do it again. We've got to address the mess at our southern border.
Jackson Lohmeyer here is Senate hopeful, running against James Lankford. He's our special guest today on the EE. Another hot topic I want to talk to you about, pro-life, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Abortion is the greatest sin in this country. It is the greatest sin in this country. I am of the opinion, however, we're not going to fix the abortion issue in Washington, D.C. I don't think you're ever going to overturn Roe v. Wade. These people love abortion, especially people like Anthony Fauci. You know, to perform gain-of-function research, which he's a specialist in, gain-of-function research requires
the fetus.
Fresh, yeah. But never frozen, aborted baby parts. You have to have that in order to do gain-of-function research. So you're never going to solve it in D.C. It's a state's issue. The state of Oklahoma needs to end abortion within our borders, just like we decided we were going to sell marijuana within our borders. It's illegal federally. Marijuana is illegal on the federal level, yet somehow, I'm not from Elk City, guys. You can correct
Vote
me if I'm wrong.
People.
I bet you got some dispensaries out here. That's just my guess.
Yeah,
I think you're
probably
you're
guessing correctly.
I'm guessing right. How are you all doing that, even though it's illegal federally? The state of Oklahoma exercised the 10th Amendment and said, in our borders, we're going to grow, sell, and smoke marijuana.
And Texas, to the south of us, they did that with their abortion
exactly.
law.
Exactly. This is a state issue. You're not going to fix it in D.C.
The other, go ahead.
While we're kind of throwing subjects out there, too, I would like, as a reserve police officer, know where you stand on law enforcement. And some of these district attorneys and so on and so forth that are coming out that are so lax. Kind of hear your idea on that.
Well, I can tell you, between Lankford and myself, I am the law and order candidate by far. I have never once caved to Black Lives Matter. James Lankford, for some reason, this guy loves Black Lives Matter. That's a domestic terrorist organization.
Exactly.
And I don't understand it. You know, James was the one that proposed, and he wrote the legislation. He didn't come out and say, I agree with it. He wrote the legislation to replace Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Not only that, he wanted to take Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill, rename our great military bases. What in the world is going on with James Lankford caving to Black Lives Matter, who hates law enforcement? I mean, these people vehemently hate law enforcement. We've got to support, just like Border Patrol, you got to empower Border Patrol to do their jobs.
Absolutely.
You've got to empower law enforcement to do their jobs. Otherwise, there's no point in having them.
Right.
There's no point in having them. You got to empower them.
I'm going to set that question up. Butch had his hand on his Glock as he was. No, I'm just.
That was a forced answer.
I don't carry a Glock.
I'm just messing with you. Jackson, I mean, very interesting. Now, the other thing right now, and you talked about the, we've talked a whole range of things this morning here. Again, we're visiting with Jackson Lohmeyer. He is the U.S. Senate hopeful running against James Lankford this November. President Trump, okay, now he is he's anti-establishment. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, I don't think anybody out here loved everything he said or did, but I think everyone loved his heart for America first, making America better again, you know, making it great again. What are the chances that you could get an endorsement from the Trumpster? Because, I mean, that would be huge.
That would be a big deal.
In this state.
Now, listen to this. This will blow you away. This is pretty amazing. So I just met with President Trump at the end of December. Now, Roger Stone, who's been a Trump confidant for 40 years, Roger Stone is running my campaign. General Flynn, who Trump loves, is obviously the one who called me and said, you're going to run. Sebastian Gorka, who served with President Trump. So many of President Trump's closest allies, Mike Lindell, they're on my team. You have to ask the question. This is the question. Why are all these individuals so strongly against James Lankford? I mean, why do they care? There's a million and one races across this country. Why are all these people so strongly against James Lankford that they're investing their time, talent, and treasure to come to Oklahoma?
It was the certification. It was the certification of the votes.
March the 16th, I launched this great campaign that's turned into a movement across the state of Oklahoma. March the 17th, James Lankford requested the endorsement of President Donald Trump. That was March 17th of 2021. What is today? January the
17th.
So why has President Trump not endorsed James Lankford? He asked him March the 17th. Why is that? Now, in regards to me, I said this from the very beginning. We have to prove ourselves. Trump is not going to endorse somebody he doesn't think can win. We have to be able to prove ourselves. That's part of fundraising. That's part of campaigning. That's part of polling. And we're doing all those things, and we're doing them beautifully well. So I believe it's going to be very interesting. I'm very hopeful. The president and I, we connected, and it was a very good meeting. We had a great time speaking to one another. And so I think the real question should be asked, why has Donald Trump not endorsed James Lankford after 8 months of him asking for it, begging for it? From what I'm told from many people around Trump circles, Lankford is begging for Trump's endorsement.
Well, it's a necessity right now, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know? And I would say this, there's no pressure on me to get Trump's endorsement. I've never ran for office before. He's the sitting senator.
Right.
Why didn't he have Trump's endorsement? It's a good question somebody should ask him.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a you know, from following what's going on right now and where we're headed, it's very important for people to understand that we still need to vote.
Yes,
I mean, absolutely. This deal of hey, don't vote because your vote won't count. We need to flood the system.
Absolutely, and this is June 28th. This is a primary battle. Whoever wins the primary in this state will win the general election. This is not a general election race in Oklahoma. This is a primary battle between Lawmeyer and Lankford, who I've been challenging for quite a while for a debate. But James will not debate me. He says it's not going to happen. But I think he needs to. The people of Oklahoma want a Lawmeyer versus Lankford debate. I think it'd be pretty entertaining. What do you guys think? I think it'd be entertaining.
I think what it is educational.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to find out how people stand.
Yeah.
You know, also how they perform under pressure.
Yeah, you get to see their temperament. Watch the body language.
But I do know that, visiting here again with Jackson Lohmeyer, and we've got on our Facebook page, I did put his picture and a link to his official site. How can people get involved? I know you talked about, financially, contributions do make a difference, and it's your pledge, I'm sure, to make sure that money that goes into your campaign comes to fruition if elected.
Oh yeah. So here's the thing: when we talk about saving this country, each of us have a role to play. Not everybody's going to run for office. Many people need to consider running for school board or city council. Those races really matter. But we all have what I call the three T's. We have our time, our talent, and our treasure. We've got to invest our time, because in America, there's so many good things that you can do with your time. But we've got to sometimes give up good things to pursue greater things. And right now, we've got to save this country. So we've got to invest our time. Two, our talents. Everyone's got unique gifts. Like, you're the mouth of the South, right? You use your talents. And so we use our talents and our time, but then also our treasure. Here's the thing. You can vote right every 2 days. You can vote right, every 2 years or every 4 years. But if you spend your money wrong every single day, you're just spinning your wheels. In other words, we've got to stop funding deep state companies that hate this country, and we've got to start funding America First companies like MyPillow of Mike Lindell. If you're going to buy bed sheets, don't go to Macy's. They hate this country. Go to MyPillow.com and support Mike Lindell, who's a warrior. Time, talent, and treasure. Same thing on the campaign side. How can people help in the campaign? Utilizing their time, knocking on doors, utilizing their talent. Some people are great organizers. You know, they connect people, bring everybody together, using their treasure. Everybody can be involved. 6,000 individuals have donated to this campaign. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming at all. So it's a beautiful thing. Then go to my website, jacklaw.us. It'll redirect them to jacksonlawmeyer.com, and they can see my beautiful kids. You saw them.
Yeah.
Those are really gorgeous. Five of them. Man, that's a commitment in itself. Oh, right there.
That is a beautiful family.
the ability to govern starts at home, man.
Yeah. We would need to elect my wife then, okay? We would need to elect Kendra.
Give that information again, the website.
JackLaw.us. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. I always joke around with people. I should have legally changed my name if I knew I was going to run from Jackson Lohmeyer to Jack Law. Can you imagine campaigning on a name like you could
Jack
lose?
Law.
Oh, yes. You got it now. You couldn't lose with a name like Jack Law. But I didn't change my name. I bought the domain jacklaw.us. So jacklaw.us will redirect you to jacksonlawmeyer.com.
All right, fantastic. Again, Jackson, thanks so much,
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
It's been a joy having you here for sure. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
And Republican candidate for U.S. Now, when is that that primary?
June the 28th. Tuesday, June the 28th.
That's the big vote. Yeah,
that's the big. Listen, this is not a November election. Oh. Whoever the Democrat is, it doesn't even matter. This is a Republican primary, and whoever wins the primary will win the general election in November.
All right, fantastic. Well done, sir.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate
it.
And you
know, your willingness to serve. I mean, my claim to fame was, you know, I ran for school board, made it, served 11 years, 8 of it as the president. And I found out a lot about humanity, a lot about humility. I also found out that, you know, hardly anybody would walk across the room and pat you on the back and say thanks for serving, but they would dodge traffic on I-40 rush hour to tell you sucked. So, again, man, I appreciate it. And I pray for you and your family, because political aspirations put pressure on families. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I all well know, because my wife can't do it. Says, if you aspire to a career in politics, find you another wife. I'm too tired of not being able to speak my mind. I'm like, I love you, babe. Anyway, well, Jackson Lawmeyer, again, thank you so much. Jackson Law. So give us that website again.
Jack Law.
Jack Law.
Jack Law.
Jack Law.
Never forget it now.
JackLaw.us. Well, if you didn't know Jack, you do now. That's again. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our wrap-up, the mop-up segment of the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Hi, this is actor and LASIK patient Jason Douglas with a personal invitation to a free LASIK event in Elk City, Oklahoma that could change your life. The LASIK Dream Team from Rush Eye Associates is coming to Elk City on Saturday, January 29th, and we'll see you for free. Yes, free. Reserve your free spot now at rushlasik.com. That's rushlasik.com. Hey, LASIK changed my life. Let's see if it can change yours. Go to rushlasik.com for all the details.
New year, new ride, right here at Bart Rice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bart Rice indifference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BartRiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through 4 credit financing, 0% APR for 60 months to 1667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
And welcome back, everyone. We appreciate those that help bring this show to you, including Camrock. If you use a lot of fluids, you know, it'd be pretty handy. Handier in a pocket on a shirt to have those tanks set at your place filled when they run low. That's what Camrock does. That's what they'll do for you. They'll set them up, fill them up, refill them when they get low. For bulk fluids and filters, call Sean Estes at Camrock, 405-301-5803, 405-301-5803. Camrock's located on South Main Street in Elk City, right next to Fred's Steakhouse. And DCP Services, they've got a wireline division with both braided and slick line capabilities. They also rebuild Kimray valves and controls. They rebuild Western chemical pumps. And they sell and repair Texam solar pumps, other solar pumps as well. Their field techs have over 80 years of combined experience. They have fully insured contract pumpers. This is what DCP Services LLC offers. Roustabout services, backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. You name it, they can do it. For pumping, Roustabout, or wireline services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings, geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City, call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 339-1773. That's DCP Services. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have the community calendar now on the KECO 96.5 Facebook page. Coming up, upcoming calendar of events. Local news brought to you by Jared Aith. A daily ag update with our own Yemi Clark. The Skinny on Sports. Skinny and Jimmy. We got it all going on up in here. Live radio talk shows, including this show, early morning show, Today in Ag.
The mouth and, of the South.
That's the voice of choice, by the way. The Penny News weather report. That's all on the KECO Facebook page.
That's because we have face for radio.
Yeah, and the voice for newspaper. Just ask him, Jack Money.
We do have some bad news, though. ADNOC.
ADNOC.
Which is the fuel depot in Abu Dhabi. The Masafa fuel depot. At approximately 10 a.m. yesterday morning, they had a fire. Three of their workers lost their lives, six others injured. I realize that is in a foreign...
Was it an attack? Was it?
No, it's under investigation. They don't know exactly yet what caused it. They did get the fire under control. But unfortunately, and I realize this is one of our competitors when it comes to the oil and gas industry, but, I mean, these guys, they do the same job no matter what country you're in. And, it you know, it saddens us that three lost their lives in our... You know, thoughts and prayers go out to their family and friends, and as did ADNOC, they made the same statement, and that the investigation is forthcoming to see what caused the fire. And
Wow, so much conflict going on over there. But you're right, pray for the families of those that lost loved ones. Here it is, energy news in my briefs. NextEra Energy and Salt River Project announced plans to develop Arizona's largest wind facility on private land near Flagstaff. Wyoming Republican U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis blocks one of President Brandon's EPA picks over the administration's handling of a haze rule affecting one of her state's coal-powered power plants. The Montana federal judge orders Northwestern Energy to halt construction of a pipeline under the Yellowstone River that would serve a proposed 175-megawatt natural gas power plant. St. Paul, Minnesota plans to declare a climate emergency this week as it maintains its pledge to reach net zero carbon emissions from city operations by 2030. And the Missouri Public Service Commission has approved a request filed by Ameren, Missouri, to decrease the energy efficiency investment charge, or the EEIC, that appears on the monthly bills of Ameren electric customers. It amounts to an average of $1.59 decrease for residential customers. And Michigan-based electric vehicle startup Bollinger Motors dropped the surprise news today that it will indefinitely postpone work on passenger electric pickup trucks. Its original focus to concentrate on medium-duty commercial electric trucks, Reuters reported. Here's some tidbits from around the world. Iran-backed Yemeni fighters launched a drone attack on the United Arab Emirates that caused explosions and deadly fire outside of the capital, Abu Dhabi, ratcheting up security risks in the oil-exporting region at a critical time. Maybe related.
Maybe.
Russia may be able to deliver only about half of its scheduled increases in crude production over the next 6 months, joining the ranks of OPEC plus nations that are struggling to ramp up even as fuel demand rebounds from the pandemic. A group of Europe's leading metal producers has called on the continent's politicians to deploy a package of measures including state aid and tapping natural gas reserves to ease the regional power crisis and avert further smelter shutdowns. BP, Shell, and utility Iberdrola were among the winners of seabed rights to develop Scottish offshore wind projects in an auction that would raise nearly £700 million. It's about $958 million for public spending. And U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm will travel to Mexico this week for talks with the government's planned overhaul of the Mexican electricity market potentially on the agenda, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Monday.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of energy news in my briefs.
Yeah, great. Well, it's 35 degrees outside. Humidity's at 57%. Winds are south at 3. Dew points at 21. Today's going to be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 63. South winds around 5 mile per hour, becoming calm in the morning. Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 39. That's the high. Windy with a northeast wind, 18 to 26, with gusts as high as 37. Ooh, great. Thursday, a chance of flurries of afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 30. North-northeast wind, 7 to 14, with gusts as high as 21. Friday, sunny with a high near 40. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. Sunday, sunny with a high near 56. And Monday, sunny with a high near 59. So, it's going to be a little cooler after today.
Yeah, yeah, for a couple days anyway.
Yeah, for a few days.
I'm glad that it's going to be a little nicer this weekend. My uncle's estate sale there in El Reno is going to be Saturday, Sunday.
Well, it's going to be 45 Saturday and 56 Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at stocks, which are mainly in the green. But, of course, AEP is down $1.06 to $89.94. Apache is up $86 to $34.15. Chesapeake is up $97 to $72.49. Continental Resources is up $1 to $53.28. ConocoPhillips is up $1.96 to $88.70. Devon's up $1.46 to $51.84. Enable, I don't do Enable anymore. It's just, apparently they're not publicly traded anymore. Yeah. It's been static.
You're going to have to just remove them from the list, man.
GE is up 4 pennies to $103.20. Halliburton is up 35 cents, $29.08. H&P is down 34 to $30.06. Liberty is up 44 cents to $12.89. Laredo is up 264 to $77.76. Magellan Midstream is down 9 to $49.54. OG&E is down 40 to $37.60. One Oak is down 6 to 62.56. Panhandle Minerals is up 4 to 265. Phillips 66 is up 51 to 89.09. Sandridge is up 22 to 11.67. Schlumberger is up 59 to 38.40. And the Williams Company is down a penny to 29.28.
West Texas Intermediate up 98 cents to $84.80 a barrel. Brent crude oil at $87.11. That's up 63 cents on the ICE Futures Exchange out of London. Tokam crude oil in Tokyo up 50 yen per kiloliter. And NYMEX natural gas up 3 cents, $4.29 per million BTU. Really enjoyed visiting and getting to know Jackson Lawmire, jacklaw.us. It was kind of interesting, but we had James Linkford office reach out to me. He's going to be our guest this Thursday morning at 8:05. So kind of curious about that. We are glad to have again Jackson here tomorrow. Butch, a lot of happening this week. Our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Our 10-year anniversary celebration.
We're going to have a whole
it's
gang
It's
going to
be
together.
Tomorrow. Nathan and Jared are going to come in here and sit down with us. We're going to talk about some things that have happened over the 10-year, one decade in service of the oil and gas industry in western Oklahoma here on 96.5 KC. It doesn't seem possible.
I'll look back in time. We'll be about the show. This
Yeah, yeah, Wednesday, I remember instead. Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, the AOGHS.org, you know, they're big time too.
Yeah.
If we may be on this week in petroleum history.
We
I don't
may
know.
Be, you know, 10 years ago.
But no, it was what the Wells boys do has been a wonderful addition to the show. They've been a big part of it too. And all of our reoccurring guests that we've had over the years.
Yeah.
And for you too, Butch. So excited about that. But 10 years celebration tomorrow. It was actually on the 15th, January 15th is when we started the show 10 years ago in 2012. It was Nathan Brewer and I on that deal.
Yeah.
So it was, and then, of course, Jared came in and Nathan stepped off. Jared came in and then Jared stepped off after we had the news director job open up. And then it was
got,
you.
Then I got called.
You got the nod. You got the nod, man. You're batting cleanup. I love that. But again, all of our great sponsors helped make this broadcast possible. And thanks again, personal thank you to Sandy Dean. She was the one who set this interview up. And it was good to get to know Jackson Lemire.
Yeah.
And because I mean, this is what we got to do, people. We got to fix things at the pole. Well, I mean, it's, you know, nobody's going to come in and save us.
No,
it's going to have to be ourselves. We're going to have to do this. And what I recommend you is to do your own due diligence, study, look, find out about people. Go with your gut instinct. Pray about it.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you straight up, we've got to do this. For our country and
for
our kids. That's it. Pray for our country. No doubt about it. God is still in control. Again, thank you for all of our great sponsors. And Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KUCO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day. Wonder who gave him that Mouth of the South thing. I don't know. It's the voice of choice.
Wasn't me.
Thanks, Butch.